What's behind January's big increase in car sales?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Americans flocked back to car dealerships last month in a buying mood. According to new industry numbers, sales of new cars and trucks were up 17% from last year. Cars are typically the second most expensive thing we buy after houses. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now on why we're shelling out for wheels and not for homes.
Consumer confidence is up, and so is access to credit, and analysts are proclaiming the revival of the U.S. auto market. Efficient fuel sippers like the Chevy Volt get the headlines, but guzzlers feed the bottom line. Light truck sales grew 35% in January compared to last year. Good sign, says Hans Greimel at Automotive News.
These are the kind of cars that Americans typically like to buy when they're feeling good about themselves. This is the kind of car they like. It's not necessarily a must-have car. But, you know, when they're feeling good about gas prices and when they're feeling good about their pocketbook, then they're willing to come out for these trucks.
Trucks that pack high profit margins. General Motors and Chrysler led the pack with sales growth over 20%. Japanese brands grew more slowly. Greimel says the big three are regaining their mojo by trimming labor costs, cutting unprofitable brands, and buying more parts from low-cost countries. Oh, and he says their cars are getting better, too. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Some are calling it thunder snow. Some are calling it the Groundhog Day storm. Maybe because it's grounding just about everything. Flights are canceled. Businesses are closed. I-70 in Missouri has been shut down for the first time in its history. It's estimated 1 in 3 Americans will be affected by the heavy snow, freezing rain, and bitter cold winds. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look at the economic impact of the storm.
The economic impact of this massive storm system is huge and diverse, says Louis Uccellini. He's with the National Weather Service. He says there are people missing work, businesses being closed.
Retail sales, lots of flights are being canceled. The impact of these storms definitely range up into the billions of dollars.
Uccellini says cash-strapped cities and states will spend millions just clearing the snow. But it's not all bad news, says Evan Gold with Planalytics.
In advance of the storm, grocery stores, home centers see an increase in foot traffic. The other businesses that obviously do well are online retailers, as well as any restaurant that does delivery.
Gold says this week, sales of hats, gloves, and scarves are up 8% over last year. Sales of rock salt are up nearly 50%. Still, Gold expects the overall economic impact of the storm will be negative. And that's just this storm.
Remember, we still have a lot of winter to go.
In New York, where every inch of snow costs the city $1 million, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
$1 million, and let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher across the globe this morning. Hong Kong rose about 2%. London's up about 0.5% right now. It was a big day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow jumped 148 points to close at 12,040. That's the first time the Dow has finished above 12,000 since June 19th, 2008. We'll find out in the next couple hours how many layoffs were announced last month. That'll give economists an idea of what to expect with this Friday's big employment report from the Labor Department.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
So, is your paycheck any bigger this month? If it is, that might be a result of the new federal tax cuts that were passed right before the end of the year. Though for many people, those cuts haven't gone into effect yet because of the time it takes payroll processors to absorb them. Still, we wanted to find out what those cuts are going to mean for American workers and just how much we'll feel them. So let's bring in LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
So are we about to start feeling really rich with this big payroll tax cut coming through?
Well, to put it in economic terms, Not so much. And the reason for that is kind of twofold from the consumer's point of view. On the one hand, yeah, we're going to get a little cut in payroll taxes, but at the same time, gas prices are going up. It's already gas prices above $3 a gallon nationally. Here in California, where I am, it's about $3.20 or so. And with all that unrest in the Middle East, we're already seeing oil prices going up. So the prospect of $4 a gallon, not exactly unreasonable. That's going to put a big bite in a lot of people's money. And at the same time, we had the Department of Agriculture coming out the other day and saying food prices could rise as much as 3% this year. And that's a very big deal. In fact, McDonald's, of all people, just the other day announced that the price of Quarter Pounders and Big Macs and all the rest could be going up very soon because their grocery bill for beef and cheese and whatnot is also rising.
All right. So prices of the things that we buy are rising, but the economy is getting better, right? So shouldn't we have a little more money to spend on these higher priced goods?
Then you got to parse the numbers again, Jeremy. For instance, the Commerce Department came out the other day and said earnings are up an incremental 0.4%, which sounds good. But they also said that spending is up 0.7%. Now, that's a good thing because of, you know, consumers count for a whole lot of economic activity. But when earnings are up a little bit and spending is up a bit more, the only thing that means is savings is going down. And you know what that means, Jeremy?
We're putting it on the credit card.
We're putting it on plastic. And so if you're in the credit card game, this is a good time for you.
All right, but back to this payroll tax cut, David. Are you saying that it really doesn't mean anything for us?
I wouldn't go that far because the stimulus is going to be holding off even worse economic prospects. So for that extent, that's a good thing. But does it get us out of the woods any faster? I'm not so sure about that.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, we're just a few days away from the Super Bowl, but the economic effects are already being felt near Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Residents are renting out parking spaces in their driveways for as much as, get this, $1,000 a spot. According to the website TMZ, one entrepreneur is even offering up space in her fridge so that tailgaters can store their beer. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Despite steady economic growth, Bulgarians are just unhappy people.
Bulgaria is a reasonably developed country, so you would expect it to be very happy. But Bulgaria is sad relative to its income.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What do you suppose is making Bulgarians blue anyhow? That story and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.